guys, how are you? Welcome into the Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast being brought to you by BetMGM, and you can always find it on bettingpros.com or wherever you get your podcasts, including on YouTube now. And well, last night was a little bit of a cool off period. Look, those nights are going to happen. We got a kind of a bad beat on the second prop. We got the Joe Harris prop right for half a unit, but then we came back and unfortunately we did not get the Kevin Porter Jr. prop. He scored 14 points and we bet the over 14 and a half at minus 116. We got the minus 120 right with Joe Harris, but that was the only bet we got right last night. I was right about St. Louis. They came out flying. I thought that we would see the Golden Knights match that intensity, at least from a scoring perspective, and St. Louis played really well. They win the game 3-1. The over does not hit in that game. We do not get the over 5.5. And we get to the run line. Jays lose 2-1 to the Rangers. Only one run scored there. So that horrific starter that they had going pitched pretty well for Toronto, for the Texas Rangers. And they beat the Blue Jays for a second straight day. So a little bit of a rough day. 1-3 down. Not good, but still up for the week and still a really good week going. And we had hit 7 consecutive props and now we missed one of them. So we will come back with 2 props coming up here today. Now, I need to kind of tell you something here about what's going on with me personally. So my mother, my brother, and my sister are landing in Las Vegas this morning. I've not seen my mom in 14 months. I've not seen my sister in 16 months. And I've not seen my brother for, I think, 13 months. It's been a while. Actually, no, not longer. 14, I think 15 months for my brother as well. It's going to be an emotional couple of days. They're actually coming in while I'm on the radio. I'm really kind of dreading what that emotion is going to be like seeing my mom for the first time in 14 months. My mom and I are pretty close. She had me at 18. My sister and I, my sister's 21, I'm actually closer in age to my mother than I am to my sister. There's a little fun fact about Matt Perrault that is very unique in my life. So I really don't know what the weekend's going to be like. And I'm definitely going to do player props on Thursday. I don't know about Friday. I don't know about Saturday. I don't know about Sunday. It's going to be kind of a play it by ear type of situation. So I hope that you guys are going to be able to understand, like, this is a really big weekend. My mom's vaccinated. My brother's vaccinated. My sister, I believe, had her first shot. I'm vaccinated. My wife's vaccinated. My daughter has had COVID already, but kids generally don't get it a second time. And so we've been, you know, we went away to San Diego and, you know, came back, and it's going to be kind of a run here because my mom and my brother's sister come until Sunday. And then my in-laws show up here in Vegas for a month. You heard that right. A month. So it's going to be kind of a crazy thing. And I know a lot of families are trying to figure this out. My in-laws are both vaccinated as well. And so the vaccine is getting us back to our lives. And in Vegas, there was a crazy story that came out today in Las Vegas that MGM Resorts, they're going to have COVID-19 tests in your room. You can actually call down to room service and say, hey, send up a COVID-19 shot. That's coming. Now, I initially thought, like, oh, that's kind of odd. What happens if you test positive? Well, that is a tricky thing. But really what it is for is somebody DM me during my radio show and said, actually, that's got nothing to do with, you know, obviously positive tests are bad. But really, it's about the negative test, because if you want to go to a concert, if you want to go to a sporting event, if you want to go to a game, if you want to go to a nightclub, they're going to make you show a negative COVID test that day, and the property is going to give it to you. So vaccines are awesome, but there's going to be this pushback on the vaccine passport. Some people think it's cool, other people don't. So going to a sporting event, if you're here in Vegas coming in for a fight, if you're going to go to a Raider game or a Vegas Golden Knights game or whatever, if MGM has this, I'm assuming that every property in town that has a sporting event on their property will have it as well. And if you want to go, you're going to have to go and show a negative COVID test that morning before you go to the game, go to the nightclub that night. So a lot of these things are going to be new, and it's all really exciting to see the things getting booked. Memorial Day weekend is going to be ridiculous here, but 4th of July weekend in Vegas is going to be absolutely insane. I know a lot of you guys have been asking me about the Daily Juice meetup in Vegas that I've been talking about for a while now. And I know a lot of you are new and you haven't heard really any of this. The podcast continues to grow. The player props has brought in a ton of new people, and it's really cool. And I know I get a little bit frustrated because I get asked the same questions over and over again by people who are brand new. So I apologize if I'm coming off of a little bit like a jerk. I'm not trying to. It's just I'm really busy right now and I got a lot of things going on and I'm getting asked the same question like 15 times, like, where are the props? When how do I get into the Discord channel? And I just keep on like reiterating myself over and over again. And I don't know how to like broadcast it louder as to how to get into it and how to see it, but you know, it is what it is. And but I'm really happy to have you guys here and I'm happy that you're sharing the Daily Juice with your friends. And I'm happy that you're running around going like, this dude's 29-9, right? My record is now or 29-8. Yeah. 29-8 with player props, which I've never hit before. And in anything, I've never been this hot ever before. Went 1-1 yesterday. So the player prop thing's been really cool. And again, if you want to do your own research and you want to do your own version of this, bettingpros.com/NBA props. Okay. That's the direct link to get you right there. For NBA props with the prop bet cheat sheet, www.bettingpros.com/NBA props takes you right there. Let me make sure I'm saying that right, because Dan Harris sent me the direct link last night telling me how I should do it. So let me go ahead and figure. Let's see. He says it's, yeah. So it's bettingpros.com/NBA props. Bettingpros.com/NBA props is the direct link to get into that. So that's what's going on with me. I don't really know how the next couple of days are going to go, so hopefully you guys will understand. But before I give you the three plays for today, there's a theme. There's a theme here. The theme is overs. I know there's a different website that does this every Wednesday with overs. Well, I'm doing it because COVID is not officially over, but for me, my family, at least, to get back together, our COVID quarantine after 14 months is over. So we're going to do an over day for us with three plays coming up. The Masters starts today. So clearly we got the five Masters bets rolling. So we got a lot going into Sunday, but those bets won't be cast or won't be graded until Sunday. As long as all of our guys make the cut, and then it'll be graded earlier if they don't make the cut. But I want to tell you about BetMGM, our great sponsors here, and the opportunity you guys have right now with this Masters tournament. It's a $1 wager on any golfer to win the Masters before it goes off. So you got to get it in before the tournament starts. Any golfer makes a birdie during the tournament, you're going to win $100 in free bets, regardless of your wager's outcome. Make a deposit into your account, place a $1 pre-tournament wager on any golfer to win at standard odds. If any golfer makes a birdie at the Masters, duh, you will receive a $100 additional winnings to your bet, regardless of your wager's outcome. Please make sure to read the full terms and conditions before participating in this promotion. All right, let's talk about a little baseball here. And I am kind of annoyed by what happened. I went in the Discord channel. I bet this at 8, okay? And FanDuel was at 8. And they were the only ones. We caught them again. I don't know what's going on with FanDuel, but we're catching them consistently being off the market. And they were at 8. Everyone else was at 8.5. I bet 8. And while I posted, right after I posted it, I said, go bet this. If you have FanDuel, go bet this. Chicago and the Royals over 8 runs. It moved to 8.5 like a minute and a half later. So I caught it. Unfortunately, I didn't get it out in time. So I'm going to make the official play 8.5. I've got 8 personally, but I'll make it 8.5 just because. And I don't think it's fair for me to kind of come here and say like, oh, yeah, but you know, I got a number. You guys, it's not available. But Brad Keller is going up against Lance Lynn. You've got two offenses that are swinging the bats really well. Out of the gate, I've told you before, I'm going to be on a lot of these overs early with the Royals. Royals are batting .307. They've hit 7 home runs. They're slugging at a .521 percentage right now. And their ERA for pitchers are 4.75. They're scoring a lot, and they're giving up a lot of runs. This is the first matchup of the year between these two teams. The White Sox have scored 6 runs, and going back 5 games. Final score, 12-8, 20 runs. 5-3, 8 runs. 7-4, 11 runs. 6-0, 6 runs. 10-4, 14 runs. For the games for the White Sox here. So they are consistently putting up a lot of offense. They're giving up runs as well. On the other side, you got a 3-0 win last time out for the Royals, 7-3 loss to Texas, 11-4, 14-10, and 5-4. So in the game, one little anomaly, 3-0. And then in the other four games, a lot of offense for the Royals and the White Sox. I know this is in Chicago. The weather is not going to be great. It looks like it's going to be a little bit rainy. I know you got to look at the wind and where we are here, but I just don't think either pitcher is going to be that great against this offense, both offenses. And look, the White Sox have a powerful offense, 8 home runs. They've gotten off to a little bit of a slower start than what you think. They're batting 252, a couple of injuries obviously factor into that, but they have 54 hits so far and scored 38 runs. So they're scoring runs, they're getting hits, their whip is not great, 1.32. Royals whip is 1.44. So I like the over 8.5 runs here for the Royals and the White Sox. We're going over 8.5, even though I got 8. Royals, White Sox, over 8.5 runs for our first play, one in baseball, one play in hockey to tell you about. Let's talk about the Devils and the Buffalo Sabres, our friends, the Buffalo Sabres. All of a sudden, Buffalo's hot. Like 18 games, a shootout era record, 18 games with no wins. Buffalo's 3-0-1. Over their last 4 games. How about that? They've earned a point, at least 1 point in 5 consecutive games. Hi, Linus Ullmark, the goaltender, has been phenomenal. Third straight win on Tuesday. He is 4-0 with a 2.04 goals against average in over 5 starts against New Jersey last year. This dude's playing pretty well, right? But here's the thing. For Scott Wedgwood, he's allowed 4 goals for his second straight start on Tuesday, getting up 7 in 2 outings versus Buffalo this season. He's expected to be in net tonight for the New Jersey Devils. I don't think either team's going to slow down scoring here. I know there are some people who are saying maybe the under is the play here, but at 5.5, I can't. I just can't do it here. 5-3 was the matchup a couple of nights ago. I'm just going to sit here and say, I believe the over is going to keep rolling for the Devils. The over is 6-1 in the Devils' last seven games in the second game of a home-and-home situation, which is what this is. Overall, though, the under is 9-4 in the Devils' last 13 games, but it's like, I don't know. Head-to-head-wise, the over is 6-0 in the last 6 meetings in Buffalo between these two teams. I know the under has come in a lot for Buffalo, but I'm going over 5.5 goals here. I just think there's not going to be any defense being played here. I think both teams are going to score over 5.5, 5-3 in the first game. Something very similar happens in the second game here between New Jersey and Buffalo. We're going over 5.5 goals at over 5.5 goals at -110. For New Jersey and Buffalo for our second over and our third over because, well, for my family, COVID quarantine is not going to be over. COVID is not over. Okay. I'm not saying COVID is over, but all I'm saying is for my family, COVID is over. So we have a theme for the podcast here on Thursday. We're talking Suns and the Clippers. All right. So I really thought about playing the Suns to cover this number. It's 5. Suns are 6-0 against the spread in their last 6 games as a road underdog. They are 12-1 against the spread over the last 13 games against a team with a great winning record of over 600. They are 25-6 ATS over their last 31 games against a team with a winning record. Okay? Really good. Problem is, the Clippers are really good as well, and the Clippers are 7-2 against the spread over the last 9 games as a home favorite. They're 8-2 against the spread over the last 10 games at home. Okay, two of the best teams, the Phoenix Suns right now are the best team in the NBA, ATS. Do you know who number 4 is? The Clippers. Uh-oh. So I can't do that. But what I can do is the over, because the over is 4-0 in the Suns' last 4 games overall. And for the Clippers, the over is 5-1 in the last 6 games where they've had one day off and one day's rest. So the total is 224. I'm going over for Phoenix and the LA Clippers. We're going over 224. We're hoping to see some offense for both these teams. The Suns keep playing well. They're going to need to score against this Clippers team, and hopefully the Clippers keeps that Paul George, maybe we come back with a Paul George prop with how well he played last game. Hopefully we see a lot of points being scored here between Phoenix and the LA Clippers. We're going over 224 for that game. All right. So 3 plays, all half a unit. I will have two player props coming up here in the Discord channel as we look to continue here with our run on player props. I'm telling you, though, the regression, look what happened last night with that horrible, you know, hook beat by Kevin Porter Jr. Played over 14 and a half. He scored 14. Like, yuck. I'm just heads up. That's all I'm saying is just heads up. Don't get really mad at me if we cool off dramatically because everyone's like, you're just going to pick it up and put it down every day. Like, this does not happen. 80% does not happen. We're due for a large regression at some point on these NBA player props, but I will have two more going on Thursday. I probably have two more going on Friday. I don't know about Saturday, and I don't know about Sunday. At right now, the time of taping, I'm going to say no, that we'll probably take a break from the player props because my family's here. So I'll probably put a pin in it for a couple of days and come back when they leave for the Monday podcast. But just FYI and heads up, I want to tell you guys ahead of time, don't get mad at me if we're going to pause the player props here for a couple days during the weekend. But we are back on Thursday. If you need to get into the Discord channel, hit the link below here on YouTube. It will get you in to the Discord channel. And make sure you're doing it mobily as well. I know some people are having some problems with, you know, their desktops and whatnot. Mobile is a better way to do it, easier way to do it. I haven't had any problems with the Discord channel mobily. I know some people have with the desktop version of the Discord channel, but really easy to get it in the for a mobile link connection. Download the app and you're in for the Discord channel for betting pros here. For the player props, it goes in NBA props and the Daily Juice channel. That's where I put them every single day for the player props. Okay, so the plays again, we're going over New Jersey, Buffalo, 5.5 goals at -110, over 8.5 runs for Kansas City and the White Sox at -120. -110 now. Actually, I played -120, but you can get it for -110 at 8.5 and -110. And then the over 224 at -110 for the Suns and the Clippers. Three plays, half a unit, all going today for over. My COVID quarantine, not seeing my family, is over. We're playing overs to celebrate it on a Thursday. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt every morning. It's the Daily Juice Podcast brought to you by BetMGM right here on BettingPros.com.